Asta.
And I'm Claire.
So, isn't Adam Sandler hilarious?
So today we're going to talk about Adam Sandler, the start of his career, his movie career, and his song career.
So he went to Tisch School of Arts at NYU for acting, and he performed at comedy clubs when he was 17.
He filmed one movie and then joined Saturday Night Live in 1991. He was then fired in 1995 from Saturday Night Live.
Since he was fired, he was co-written and starred in many movies, including Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison. The first time he was on TV was in 1987 in The Cosby Show.
And referring back to being fired from Saturday Night Live, supposedly he annoyed the Saturday Night Live co-workers by singing songs. And Chris Smith, someone who works at SNL, recalled a time where Adam Sandler tried to get rid of the boredom by singing four verses of a song, and they said that by the fourth verse, it was starting to get annoying.
He also used the studio to record a birthday message for Steven Spielberg. He also made prank calls from the SNL phone.
Yeah, so looking at all of these interviews, it sounded like Janine Garofalo said that all of his characters were childish, and he couldn't do as many characters as the other people. There were kind of common themes among all of them.
So basically, he started Happy Madison Productions in 1997 and featured about 70 movies and 15 television shows. In a lot of his movies, he writes roles for his friends, who are in many of his movies, and most of them are the same characters, and most movies have the same personalities.
Yeah, he definitely made friends on Saturday Night Live, like Chris Rock and David Spade, who have also been featured in many of his movies.
He has 10 movies on Netflix. His most popular movie is Hotel Transylvania 2, which earned $528.6 million. The producer of Price is Right is a different Adam Sandler.
So when we were looking into his movie career, some people thought that, like, one of the most common asked questions on Google was, does Adam Sandler produce The Price is Right? And there is an Adam Sandler, but it's a different Adam Sandler that produces that show.
He also writes hilarious music, and he has a lot of comedy albums, and one of them got a Grammy nominated, and it was called They're All Gonna Laugh at You in 1993.
Yeah, so his music expanded his fan base with younger kids through offensive songs and sketches.
The Chanukah song is a novelty song he wrote and performed on Saturday Night Live on December 3rd, 1994. And he also made a comedy special on Netflix, 100% Special, in 2018, which played many of his songs and mature bits for about life as a middle-aged father, and it is hilarious. It's a must-watch.
Yeah, so Adam Sandler has a pretty good connection with Netflix. He produced 10 movies with them, and he signed an original deal, but then they liked the movies that he made with them, so then they signed another contract, and he's also, like you just said, he made the comedy special.
And most of his movies have, like, the same personality for different characters, and the movie, the character he plays is really similar to him himself in real life, and he has a lot of movies with Jennifer Aniston. One of them's Murder Mystery on Netflix. It's also really good.
Yeah, something else is that someone who is featured in a couple of his movies is Drew Barrymore, and she is his love interest in, I believe, it's three movies, and people said that it's very popular since she occurs in so many of his movies.
In my opinion, Adam Sandler has the funniest movies. They're always a little bit mature, and it's just, they always have really bad jokes, which makes it really funny.
Yeah, I personally think that his movies are very funny, and I read into some critics' thoughts about his movies, and some people don't like them and just think that he's doing it to make money, but I honestly think that he just really loves to make movies because he's made so many. It's like over 70 movies.
And those movies show his personality. It's not something that's fake, and it's not something that he made up. That's how he is in interviews and around his friends and everything.
Yeah, he really does put so much effort into the movies. Like, not only does he produce them and co-write them, he also is, like, always the main character.
He always writes roles for his friends and makes sure that everyone's included and everyone has a funny part in the movie that makes a difference.
Yeah, and adding on to that, some people are kind of confused why he casts so many of the same people in his movies. But honestly, some people just think that they're just friends and it's like they get to spend time together and act together.
They're a good duo. All those movies are really funny, and I mean, they can be a little repetitive because most of his movies are very similar, but they're still really entertaining to watch.
Yeah, there are definitely some patterns within his characters. Like, so his movie characters are pretty similar, and that can also be traced back to when he was on Saturday Night Live. A lot of those characters are pretty similar as well.
A good movie duo would be, like, Will Ferrell, Jack Black, and Adam Sandler in the same movie, and, like, Jennifer Aniston, because she's also really funny, but that would be really expensive to film.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely costly to have certain actors in movies. And I think where Adam Sandler is, it's a good thing, is that he has his own production company and he's friends with a lot of these people, so he doesn't have to find all of these actors.
He also doesn't have to go through the big casting interviews. He can just call his friends and ask them if they want to be in a movie.
Yeah, and so he doesn't even have to do those casting things for a lot of the main roles. And he also sometimes writes the roles just for the people that, like, he has them in mind when he's writing the character.
My personal favorite movies of Adam Sandler are the ones where he's with Jennifer Aniston. He has a couple movies with her. There's a couple on Netflix. There's, like, three, Murder Mystery, and then there's one about a wedding, which is also really fun.
Yeah, my personal favorite movie is probably Blended, and that could be just because they, like, play it so often on the channels that I get on my TV, but I think it's a pretty funny movie. And that one has Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore as the main characters.
The Week of on Netflix, it was released in 2018. That might also be one of my favorites because it's just one of those really bad funny movies that you just can't help but laugh at.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one, but I'll definitely have to check it out because it seems very popular.
It is, and I know when it first released, it was on Netflix. It was on the top 10 for about 2 weeks, which is always a good sign.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. And with Netflix's top 10, I'm not sure how many Adam Sandler movies have been up there, but they're definitely very popular if they get to Netflix top 10.
Especially if they stay there for a while, because there's been a lot of movies on Netflix that have stayed there for a really long time. So you know they have to be good.
Yeah, and Netflix produces so many movies that, like, their new releases are always in the top 10. So there's always something new, like, every day.
But they also take away a lot of movies, too, when they release new movies. But, I mean, they have to. And they keep the good ones.
Yeah, like, it's definitely not as much competition when they get removed. Like, when Disney removed all of their movies and started their own platform, it definitely helped movies that aren't as popular. Like, some of Adam Sandler's movies were able to get more attention when there's not as much competition.
I'm pretty sure most of Adam Sandler's movies are still making money from them because they have them on Redbox. A lot of his movies are on Redbox, and Amazon Prime has them for rent, and they get money from that.
Yeah, Adam Sandler is definitely making a good amount of money from his career because with his production company, they're making so many more movies, and I'm sure that they're still making more movies that will come out in future years.
Going back to the songs, my favorite song by Adam Sandler is really inappropriate. It's called At a Medium Pace. Very inappropriate, but it's very funny. Probably the funniest song he's made.
Yeah, I've listened to some of his songs and they're pretty funny, but I can't recall any of the names off the top of my head. All right, that's all we have for this podcast, and we hope you enjoyed it and learned something new about Adam Sandler.